Good morning, it's Tuesday, January 18th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with a familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect showers early today to give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon. Highs will reach the near 50 with lows near 40. The spread of COVID-19 via the highly contagious Omicron variant in Pierce County is evident in a continued increase of outbreaks. Long-term care facilities are taking the brunt of the latest surge, with 78 sites showing outbreaks and 1,006 cases tied to outbreaks, making up more than half of the total business/school/congregate care center outbreaks. The latest case total is more than double than the January 6th count of 501. In its Thursday report, Tacoma Pierce County Health Department said that businesses and long-term care facilities had 148 outbreaks with 1,774 cases this week, up from the 1,172 cases reported last week. 18 sites with larger outbreaks, 10 or more active cases, were added to TPCHD's list, which is published on its website. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is investigating the fatal hit and run. Police said a white, flatbed pickup hit the two girls on 104th Street East near 24th Avenue East. Sergeant Darren Moss said the two girls were walking against traffic on the road. Police were called around 10:30 a.m. One of the children was pronounced dead at the scene and the other was hospitalized with critical injuries, the sheriff's department said. The truck has been recovered, but the driver has not been found. Anyone with relevant information is asked to contact the police department at 253-798-7537 or Crime Stoppers 1-800-222-TIPS. Syphilis cases have risen dramatically among adults in Pierce County and led to an explosion of cases among newborns. It's a trend seen across the country that has public health experts working to understand what's causing it and how to stop it. It's unknown how much a COVID-changed healthcare landscape is playing into the increase, but it hasn't made it easier for those infected to get help. Syphilis is an easily cured sexually transmitted disease. Left untreated, it's potentially fatal. Infants born with the bacterial disease inherited from their mothers can face lifelong health complications. With 2021 adult cases confirmed only through October, numbers might be double in Pierce County in 2021 compared with 2019, according to data from TPCHD, 261 cases in 2019, 277 cases in 2020 and 478 cases in 2021 through October. Diagnosis in newborns isn't as easy with adults. They often will have a rash on their palms or soles. Infection can cause stillbirths and infant deaths. A shooting by a Pierce County Sheriff's deputy near Puyallup left a passenger dead after a traffic stop Sunday night. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department reported that a deputy pulled over a vehicle at 13400 Canyon Road East at 10 p.m. The deputy radioed 1 minute later that shots were fired. The deputy, driver and other passengers were not injured. It's unclear if there have been any arrests, but the department said the deputy has been placed on administrative leave. Celine Dion announced on Saturday the rest of her North American tour, including a date in Tacoma, was canceled due to recent muscle spasms. Dion was scheduled to perform at the Tacoma Dome on March 26, after twice rescheduling during the pandemic. The last 16 tour dates were canceled, after Dion performed 52 shows. Dion's recent treatment for severe and persistent muscle spasms are preventing her from performing. Tickets purchased with a credit card through ticketing outlets will be refunded automatically, and should receive an email notification with more information. University Place's State Representative Mari Levitt has tested positive for the coronavirus during the first week of the legislative session. Levitt, a Democrat, represents the 28th Legislative District, including Ferncrest, University Place, Lakewood, Steilacoom, Tillicum, DuPont, part of Tacoma. She announced on Friday that she would work from home following the positive test result. Levitt joins at least five other state lawmakers who have tested positive in the first week. Levitt will continue to work from home during isolation. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.